from KQED.
It's Morning Edition on KQED. I'm Brian Watt. On the coast of Northern California, 2 years of unusually warm water have wreaked havoc with the marine ecosystem. The kelp forests stretching from the Bay Area to the Oregon border have shrunk by more than 90%. The crisis has led to a surprising alliance between fishermen and regulators. On a test site off the coast of Mendocino County, they're experimenting with new methods of restoring the ecosystem. KQED's Eli Wirtschafter stepped onto a boat with an old-time fisherman who's trying to save the kelp forest.
Well, there you go.
John Holcomb is a fisherman with the leathery skin of a man who spends a lot of time out on this boat.
When we leave the harbor, we'll be entering fog, so I'll turn the radar on.
For 42 years, Holcomb has made his living as a diver. He sells red urchins. Their buttery insides turn into uni in Japanese restaurants. Holcomb takes me to a peaceful cove near the town of Mendocino, where he used to dive for urchins.
This was solid kelp. When we first came here in the late 80s or mid 80s, solid kelp outside over toward the rocks there. This was a complete mat you couldn't swim through.
Now he squints across the water and sees something very different.
Well, it's devoid of kelp. It's like a lake.
That's bad for fishermen like Holcomb because urchins feed on kelp. In the last 2 years, the local red urchin harvest has plummeted by 90%.
Without kelp, you'll lose all your shell fishery. You'll lose the abalone fishery. You'll lose the urchin fishery.
In the middle of all this dying, there's one species that's taken over, purple urchins. They're an especially tough variety of urchin that can survive with very little food.
They just keep breeding, and there's more and more of them each year.
You'd think this would be good for divers. More urchins mean more uni, right? But these purple urchins are starving. They're empty. There's not much meat in them. To get urchins that are worth harvesting, you need a healthy kelp forest. Right now, the balance has tipped over too far towards the purple urchins, the kind that fishermen don't go for.
They'll eat all the new kelp that wants to grow, and it's a plague, really.
I have a friend who calls them the goats of the sea. They form these feeding fronts, and they just munch all the way through, everywhere they're walking.
That's Cynthia Catton, a marine biologist with the California Department of Fish and Wildlife. For her, seeing a healthy kelp forest is awe-inspiring.
All these little fish that are swimming in and out of the algae, and you'll see urchins, and you'll see abalone and sea stars, lots of different colors and textures.
Now, most of that is gone, replaced by an army of urchins. So, what started their kelp-eating rampage? Well, 3 years ago, sea stars all along the coast were nearly wiped out by a gruesome wasting disease.
This is important because the sea stars, many of those sea stars, were one of our most important predators of urchins.
Sea stars died, so urchin populations exploded. The urchins ate lots of kelp. And then there was another problem. Kelp need cold water. And since 2014, the Northern Pacific Ocean had been unusually warm. Scientists called this the warm blob. It's an effect that hasn't been explained by global warming alone. And then last year's El Nino made the water even warmer.
The kelp forest has just kind of gotten it from all sides.
So last spring, Catton met up with a bunch of local divers. Now, divers sometimes don't get along with the Department of Fish and Wildlife, which limits how much they can fish. But both groups see what's happened to the kelp forest, and they have a common goal, to bring it back.
We didn't have to spend a lot of time thinking about what's happening. We spent a lot of our time thinking about what we could do together to solve it.
They came up with an experiment to remove purple urchins at a few test sites along the coast. John Holcomb, who we met earlier, was one of the divers who volunteered to help. And he came up with an unusual way to deal with the urchin problem. Back on his boat near Mendocino, Holcomb is assembling a kind of homemade underwater vacuum cleaner. He slaps together 10-foot-long pieces of fiberglass tubing.
Not real pretty. I didn't get carried away here on the aesthetics of this.
The tube connects to an air pump on deck. Holcomb gears up and gets to work. Now, I couldn't go underwater with Holcomb to watch him, but he's made videos where you can see and hear what he does next. The video shows the seafloor about 30 feet under. It looks like a minefield of spiky purple creatures. Using a little metal rake, Holcomb scrapes the urchins off the rocks into a tube, which sucks them into a huge net. On the day I'm with him, it takes him almost 2 hours to clear off an area smaller than a tennis court. He finally comes up, and his net is packed with thousands of purple urchins with wiggly spines. But he's not going to make a penny selling these urchins as food.
We'll smash a few so you get an idea of what the problem is. If this was a regular urchin that was eating kelp, you'd see nice fat pieces of roe there.
Instead, it's a nearly empty shell. We head back to a dock in Fort Bragg, where Cynthia Catton, the fish and wildlife biologist, has brought a bunch of local volunteers to count and measure the urchins. Catton is keeping careful records. She needs to know just how many urchins Holcomb could remove with his vacuum cleaner device. A few months from now, she'll see whether the kelp has grown back in the spot where he was diving. And then they can decide whether to continue the experiment. Holcomb says he'll do whatever it takes, but...
it's much like trying to scratch the paint off a house with a pin. It's not going to be easy.
Recently, though, there are a few changes in the ocean that may be a good sign for the kelp. The warm blob in the Pacific is gone. The storms we've been getting have cooled off the ocean, and temperatures are closer to normal. And another thing, scientists have found a surprising number of baby sea stars up and down the coast. If the sea stars recover, they could help bring back the balance of the ecosystem by eating the urchins that have been eating the kelp. I'm Eli Wirtschafter, KQED News.
Support for KQED Science is provided by the S.D. Bechtel Jr. Foundation, Hope Lab, and the Dirk and Charlene Capsanel Foundation.